He says there's no path to victory. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Former hedge fund manager David McCormick has conceded to Dr. Mehmet Oz in the Republican primary in Pennsylvania. A recount had been going on for the past week.
It's now clear to me, with the recount largely complete, that we have a nominee. And today I called Mehmet Oz to congratulate him on his victory.
The announcement sets up the November general election between Dr. Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump, and Democrat John Fetterman. Fetterman, who is 52, was said earlier today he nearly died from a stroke that happened just days before the May 17th primary. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro in court today after being indicted for not cooperating with the January 6th committee.
Peter Navarro was combative and defiant in court today. The feds picked up Navarro at Reagan National Airport this morning. Navarro is charged with two counts of ignoring a subpoena issued by the 1-6 committee. Navarro is suing the House. He wants the suit resolved before his prosecution starts. Navarro argues the 1-6 committee is not valid, even though the House voted to create the committee in accordance with the Constitution. Magistrate Zia Faruqi warned Navarro that every time he speaks in public, it could be used against him in court.
Fox's Chad Pergram, a former Air Force staff sergeant and reported member of the Boogaloo extremist movement, has been sentenced to 41 years in prison for shooting a federal security officer to death in the San Francisco Bay Area. Stephen Carrillo had pled guilty to a federal murder charge in the killing of David Patrick Underwood and to the attempted murder of Underwood's colleague during protests in 2020. Against police brutality. 13 people were hurt when a Greyhound bus blew a tire and hit an SUV and a center divider on a California desert highway this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Production has started again at a baby formula plant in Michigan, though the shortage continues to grow.
Abbott says it'll start making a specialty formula that not as many families use, which will be available as early as June 20th. That brand called Elicare, that's not part of the voluntary recall that started in mid-February. The company has not said when it'll start making at this plant two of the brands, the most popular brands, that are a part of that recall. In the meantime, while the plant has been down, Abbott has been shipping in formula from its facility in Ireland. Despite those efforts, this baby formula shortage has only gotten worse.
Grady Trimble with Fox Business in Sturgis, Michigan. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon dealt another legal blow over California's three strikes law.
Gascon had previously called the law a disaster that leads to over-incarceration, and he ordered its prosecutors not to enforce it. Now, last year, the LADA union sued him over this, arguing that Gascon's directives would force prosecutors to violate California law as well as their own ethics. A trial court judge agreed and issued an injunction blocking Gascon from not following the law. Gascon appealed that decision and lost again yesterday in court, with the appellate court writing in part, quote, "The district attorney overstates his authority. He is an elected official who must comply with the law, not a sovereign with absolute unreviewable discretion."
Fox's Bill Malugin. There's long been talk about a stash of Civil War-era gold buried in western Pennsylvania, and now there's indications it may be more than just a rumor. A scientific analysis commissioned by the FBI shortly before agents went digging for the treasure suggests a huge quantity of gold could be there. The new study is part of a court-ordered release of government records on the FBI's treasure hunt. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.